broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal is incredibly simple. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country in the media and in our lives. We use the blueprint the founding fathers put together and became the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face as well. A good, honest, moral people sticking together, folks, cannot be stopped. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. I had an absolutely tremendous weekend. Hope you did as well. And I must say that, you know what, yesterday was Mother's Day. And oftentimes we don't talk about the holiday till after the event. You know, a lot of talk show hosts talk about it on the day. Most of these events are on the weekends or whatever. We don't get a chance to talk about them. We don't talk about them beforehand oftentimes because there's a lot more to report after rather than before. And I just want to tell you what a blessed day Mother's Day is. And I went to church yesterday, and you know, a lot of people have a lot of opinions on Mother's Day. It's amazing. It's a sad day for some. Women who may not have children who want them. Or women who would love to be married and aren't married for some reason. You know, it's a difficult day for people, right? But at the same time, it's a wonderful day. And one lady got up and spoke. And I think she really, in my opinion, put her finger right on the essence of the point about Mother's Day. She said, you know what, Mother's Day is not about us as individuals. It's not about me, and she gave her name, or so-and-so, or so-and-so. It's about the celebration of womanhood. It's about the celebration of each woman being a daughter of God. And that daughter of God has a godly heritage, has a infinite worth, has divine talents and attributes given to her by God to carry out her female unique role. That role might mean she has children. That role might mean she's a wife. That role might mean, depending on individual circumstances, that she carries out her responsibilities without a husband, without children, for the time being. But make no mistake that God loves her and understands her needs and concerns and worries and troubles, and the atonement of Jesus Christ can make it right. And so celebrate who you are as a woman, if you're a woman, whether you're a young woman, not yet married or whatever, in your hopes and dreams, whether you're a woman that may have already accomplished much in life, or whether you're a woman that somehow feels sad that she's on the sidelines, know that God will make it right. And if you're not a woman, if you're a man, be grateful for the women in your life, for your mother, for your wife, for your spouse, for your sister, for your, and all the different women that may play different roles in your lives, and how they bring a unique quality, a unique set of attributes and talents to the world, and how each woman is unique and has individual worth and value. And anyway, she gave this speech that was tremendous. And all I'm telling you is that I had a tremendous Mother's Day for that reason. My mother's passed away. But I thought about the life my mother lived, and I thought about the life that I've lived, and I thought of the influence that my mother has had on my life, and it's just tremendous. And then I thought of my lovely wife, and I thought of my daughters. And my daughters-in-law, and I thought, wow, you know what, my mother-in-law. And I just thought, man, it's true, we are surrounded by blessed women who do just so many things of service and love and kindness and nurturing. And man, their divine role is complementary to the role of a male, not contradictory, not competitive in nature, but rather complementary. And I just thought, wow. Not only that, to make yesterday even a better day, we extended Mother's Day because we had a Mother's Day breakfast on Saturday. and then a Mother's Day dinner on Sunday evening. And so we really celebrated the whole weekend as Mother's Day. So that was phenomenal. In addition to that, it was my 24th year wedding anniversary. That makes it even more awesome, if you will. So all I'm telling you is cool stuff going on everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Just neat, neat stuff. All right, enough of that personal input. Let's get Kirk Cosby on here. Kirk, you want to add to Mother's Day a little bit? I just thought I'd toss that out there. We are a program of God, family, and country. And so, you know, we do talk about these things. A lot of these hosts shy away from sharing their personal lives, shy away from talking about God. But you know what? That's who we are. We're the same on the radio as we are in person, number one. Number two, we don't mind sharing our life with those who are members of our family in terms of radio. We look at us as a big family. You know what? We're not the rock stars and you guys just sit down and shut up and you can't communicate with us. We communicate with our listeners on a regular basis. We're all friends. We're all family here. We're grateful for your leadership, for all that you do out there, and for your support financially and everything else. It takes all of us to make it happen, and we're grateful for you, and a happy Mother's Day to you. If you're a mother, to your mothers, to your wives, to your daughters, to your et cetera, et cetera. Happy Mother's Day to all. Kurt, your thoughts? Uh-oh, Kurt's out of the mix.
You know, you I'm go, just not on. Sure what to say exactly, you know, ooh, about this. I can tell you that, you know, we spent some really nice time on Saturday at an event, a baptism for a granddaughter of ours, and, you know, basically a like a family reunion with a whole bunch of the family all together. At the same time, you know, it's mixed in with the whole Mother's Day thing simply because of the closeness of it. We were privileged to spend that time together.
I'm going to make a guess, I'm going to guess that because everybody was gathering for the wonderful opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day together, the baptism was scheduled at the same time, so as many people in the family could be at it as possible could be there, right?
Well, it was just like most things. You try to combine them to save some travel, et cetera, and, you know, see if you can get as many good folks together, you know. And
amen.
So that's
but it's
really what happened there.
It's the example and leadership of a wonderful mother that this kid's probably getting baptized in the first place, right?
Yeah, good point.
Good point.
I would say that, yeah. And then, you know, yesterday we were invited to a daughter-in-law's home and for dinner there. So then my wife, you know, at least felt a little less,
pressure, work?
Than she would have. On a normal Sunday to eat dinner. Also, we got to speak with our missionary son from far away. Mostly, you know, the church allows that for Mother's Day, specifically because of that day, Mother's Day and Christmas. So that was, you know, that was a big plus for this weekend.
Yeah, just a phenomenal day was had by all. And again, you know what, if you're sad on Mother's Day because your mother's passed away or because you're not yet a mother and you want to be your... life is not perfect. Life has a lot of bumps and twists and turns and difficult times, but that's when it's time to rely on the atonement of Jesus Christ and to understand his promises that if we keep his commandments, you know what, we are promised rich, rich blessings indeed. All right, anyway, I just thought I'd point that out. Thought would make some sense of it and focus on it. Again, if we talk about God, family, and country, I mean, you can't skip Mother's Day, can you, for crying out loud? That's just like not done around here. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. A recap of I guess it's Friday's broadcast. Starts now, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. We talked about House Speaker Paul Ryan announced that he was not yet ready to back the GOP candidate, Donald Trump, yet. Trump responds back and said, I'm not really ready to support Speaker Ryan's agenda then. Nah, that divide's great, huh? That ought to help. Sean Hannity lashing out at Paul Ryan says that he's not ready to support him as Speaker anymore. The Blaze brought that to our attention. Former Governor Rick Perry, on the other hand, endorses Donald Trump. There's a massive rift within the Republican ranks right now. The 98 top Republicans who refuse to back Trump. WorldNet Daily laid it out. Bunch of weird people on there. A lot of people are talking about a third party, but Roger Stone, well-known, you know, analyst, political analyst, etc., says, you know what, third party's not that viable. It would take $10-plus million to even get on the ballot in all 50 states. And by the way, did you know Donald Trump actually supports the Patriot Act? That's a big old shame. We also talked about conservative icon Trump says Trump will have a blowout campaign if he does this. Greg Krombos wrote the article. That was our Win a Liberty Roundtable Live. Recap hour two and hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Straight ahead.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained. We teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam is half joking and half serious on Friday, last broadcast. Could Trump pick Hillary as his running mate? What about Hillary becoming a VP with Trump? Many people laugh it off and say, not a chance, Sam, but they're actually friends and more like-minded than you think. I know there's supposed wars between them, but yeah, it's interesting. You hear the Republican and Democratic presidential candidates fight. You hear once one gets in office, like, for example, Bush and Clinton, that they were just totally opposed to each other. Bottom line is, for example, they stripped all the W's for George W. Bush off the keyboards in the White House back in the day when George Bush Jr. or W. Bush, whatever you want to say, took office. That should be vandalism, and the former Clinton team should be thrown in jail over that stuff. Nevertheless, it was just kind of, they're almost like they're in high school or college. you know, with these frat parties or these whatever kind of stuff. It's just weird. But then it turns out they're like really good friends. They go on the campaign trail after they're both president and, quote, out of office or whatever. They hang out. They go speak together. They work together. Their families hang out. And I mean, it's crazy stuff. So, you know, could Trump pick Hillary? Sounds like a mocking thing. But yet, you know, the point hopefully makes the point, right? California becomes latest state to raise legal tobacco age to 21. You can die for your country, et cetera, at 18, but no, you got to be 21 to smoke a cigarette. I'm not for cigarettes in the first place. But this ever-increasing taxes on the smoker, this ever-increasing raising the age, to me, it's wrong. Why don't we raise the age of forced service to like 100? We also talked about a high school horror story. A Texas mom tried to be cool. Her son became a killer. Mom bought booze, supplied the painkillers, and reserved a swanky hotel room to make sure her son's prom night was perfect. Crazy. We talked about it. It's horrible. The answer is teaching the commandments of God to your children and doing your best to live by them yourself. Tom Woods talked about the government shutdown. My neighbor's business to keep me safe. Yeah, Tom Woods said the government shut down my neighbor's business to keep me safe. Was she selling heroin? Explosives? How about raw milk? No, ladies and gentlemen, she was actually selling chicken salad. We talked about that. We also talked about the BBC News documentary featuring, quote, grade school age transgender children. Yeah, there's an incredible agenda there, isn't there, folks? We also talked about anonymous hacks. They hacked a Greek bank, and they are now threatening global action, folks. Anonymous. I say they have the technology to find out who they are. We also talked about the book called Ghost in the Wires, My Adventures as the World's Most Wanted Hacker, written by Kevin Mitnick. Was an interesting book about this very topic, just for your gee whiz collection. We also talked about medical errors, the leading cause of death in the United States. That was a recap of Friday's hard-hitting broadcast. Today, news the networks refuse to use starts now. I got to return to the Mother's Day theme for a second, Kurt. A WorldNet Daily article. See, it's amazing. You know what? WorldNet Daily and The Blaze and Drudge Report are the top three news sites to watch. There's been a fourth, and it's hard to say which one's best. One of them gets a story one time, and the other ones miss it, vice versa. Sometimes they both report it. But you've got TheBlaze.com, DrudgeReport.com, WorldNetDaily.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com. Now, all four of, in my opinion, my top favorite sites, not even in that order. LibertyNewsDaily.com, DrudgeReport.com, TheBlaze.com, and WorldNetDaily, WND.com. Those four, not even in order, but those four really have more stories, more focused news, more direct news than you can imagine. Anyway, I bring all this up because WorldNetDaily brought this up about Mother's Day. Headline says this: Obama's Mother's Day message is a real shocker. Is nothing sacred with this president? Asks WorldNetDaily. And, you know, the presidents give a speech on Mother's Day, right, Kurt? Well, this time Barack focused big time on transgender. The first time this has ever been done, Kurt. So when you have the BBC doing this documentary about so-called little teeny kids that are transgender, and then you have the president pitching transgender, basically from the Oval Office of the, you know, White House as president, and then you have this big bathroom bill between North Carolina and the feds in a big battle showdown. This is serious business. They've got an agenda they're pushing big time. What an absolute disgrace, Kurt. WorldNet Daily not only brings up the issue. Where did you see it? Did you see this all over the news? Obama's Mother's Day message is a real shocker. And then WorldNet Daily not only giving you the headline, the facts of the news, but in the proper commentary idea saying, isn't there anything that's sacred for this president? Kurt, any thoughts on this?
Well, I guess it's just more of the...
par for the course.
You know, more of the same, you know, it seems like to me. And yet we're told that in the last days good will be called evil and evil is will be called good. So we shouldn't be, I guess you could say, surprised about it, you know.
I don't know that it's a surprise. WorldNet Daily calls it a shocker. It's only a shocker in my mind because nobody else is reporting it, really, Kurt. Do you see it all over the news that, oh, man, the whole nation's going just berserk because Barack is promoting transgender, especially on Mother's Day, Kurt. Of all days, that celebrates women. Yeah. It celebrates motherhood. It celebrates that children are a blessing from God. It celebrates the proper procreative role that, that God has given male and female, mothers and fathers, husbands and wives. I mean, it just, is it really the time for your political agenda, Barry? But
well,
they'll never give
it's
up.
It's not, but it's, you know, it's a politically incorrect world. And, you know, you speak up and promote motherhood and you're what it means right off to some people is that you're against this or that. Even though all you may be doing is just saying, look, here's how it should be. But when you do that, you point out the fact that these other kind of things are just wrong. You know,
I've never known a son or a daughter without a mother, though, Kurt, or a mother without a son or a daughter before.
Well, that's exactly right.
Just trying to make the obvious point, right? Anyway, what a sad day in America when the president of the United States used to talk about God, used to talk about morality, used to talk about the traditional roles, used to talk about, and now this. We've sunk to a new low, my fellow Americans. But again, the good news on the other side of the coin is we have, what, 1.2? Is it over 1.2 million now, Kurt, on the AFA? Boycott Target Pledge, afa.net/target. Kurt will look that up. In the meantime, I've got sad news to report also, Kurt.
Oh?
Do you remember who Michael Emery is?
Yeah.
Michael Emery, just so our listeners know, is the proprietor of TVOI News. TVOI News is an Idaho online website / video service. They write articles, they do video services, it's a news service. TVOI stands for the Voice of Idaho. He got arrested. Vicki Davis, for his team, wrote the article. She says, it's with a heavy heart that I report that Michael Emery, the proprietor of the Voice of Idaho News, was arrested. He was arrested in John Day, Oregon. They say at approximately 10:30 Pacific time, Michael received a phone call from the office of the RV park where they were staying. They said they wanted Michael to come to the office. He did, only to find out that it was a ruse. The FBI was there. They arrested him as he came into the office. The FBI then proceeded to the fifth wheel in which him and his wife were staying. His wife, Becky. She said that when they told her to come out of the fifth wheel, she did in her pajamas and slippers. And there were six FBI agents with machine guns pointed at her. They made her sit outside in the cold while they rifled through everything they had and took all of their computers and electronics, which she used to update the Voice of Idaho website. What a tragic situation. We'll tell you more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, the number of families and unaccompanied children apprehended on the Mexican border has increased dramatically this year. Child migration is reportedly returning to levels seen in 2014, when a wave of minors, thousands without adult companions, arrived at the southern border. Many of them fled in the face of rising criminal violence in El Salvador and Honduras. In the first 6 months of this year, the agency reports, 27,774 unaccompanied children and 32,117 families were apprehended at the border. What are the costs of illegal immigration? Donald Trump and other Republicans insist that illegal immigrants are bankrupting the country through welfare subsidies. Stephen Goss, chief actuary for the Social Security Administration, paints a somewhat different picture. He claims that by paying into the system without being eligible to collect, illegal immigrants are effectively subsidizing Social Security. Goss told Vice News that an estimated 7 million people are presently working in the United States without legal permission. Of that number, roughly 3.1 million are using bogus Social Security numbers while also having payroll taxes automatically deducted from them. This translates into an annual $12 billion net payment into the Social Security Trust Fund, more than $100 billion over the past decade. Because they are here illegally, those unauthorized workers will almost certainly not draw benefits from Social Security. A similar phenomenon has been observed in Europe over the past several decades, as the birth rate of various European countries declined below replacement level. Maintenance of social welfare programs that depend on payroll taxes has required the importation of low-wage workers from Northern Africa and the Near East. As part of its modernization program, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has announced what it considers to be a dramatic expansion of women's rights. The Saudi Justice Ministry will now permit women to receive a copy of their marriage contracts, a privilege previously reserved exclusively to men. This would be done, according to Justice Minister Walid al-Samani, to ensure her awareness of her rights and the terms of the contract. At least for now, women in Saudi Arabia must still obtain the permission of their male guardians to get married, travel, and work. They are still not permitted to drive or appear in public without being covered head to toe. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Kurt. This is a sad development. Michael Emery was a news reporter. We had received a bunch of news from him during the Burns, Oregon situation. The government was out of control. Michael documented a lot of that. You know, I believe Michael to be a good guy. The problem is I don't know the details. They got him on a variety of charges. You know, they claim that there was a gun that had a scratched-off serial number, that he had, you know, some other things that he shouldn't have. You know, it's kind of like the Pete Santilli thing, Kurt, where when is it reporting versus when do they claim that there was more to the story than that? And, you know, it's really a tough line. When are you reporting and when does it cross the line? And I will say this, you know what, it was sad. I told Pete Santilli and I told Michael Emery as well, both of them, I said, look, you're getting too close to this as a reporter. It's one thing to document this thing. It's one thing to give the, you know, politically persecuted or whatever, the political prisoners in this case now, a chance to tell their side of the story, which I believe is what we've done, versus getting a little bit too close to them, Kurt. When are you crossing the line? And that's kind of what this battle has been about. And sometimes I feel like even if you don't cross the line, if you report stuff they don't want reported, then they claim you crossed the line even though you did not. Anyway, our prayers are with Michael and his wife. Our prayers are that they can be released, that whatever's right can happen as soon as possible. But, Kurt, the government's casting this bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger net. I'm telling you right now, if they tell you that we crossed the line, they're wrong. We've done our best to be as honest as we can in our reporting. We've done our best to tell you where we stand and why. Let me give you an example. I don't know that they're going to like us reporting this story, but our good friend TZ brought this to our attention, a month or so ago, and said, Sam, you're talking so much about the Oregon scandals and situations, but you're not talking about this story, which is just as important. As, say, the Finicum death, and I couldn't agree with him more. And so we did follow up on it, and we have a story from Liberty News Daily that talks about it again. So we are updating as we can on this. It's just hard to get news on these stories, and we only have so much resource, so much bandwidth, very little money to carry out our goals with a lot of the reporting that we do. But we're doing the best we can with the limited resources that we have. Okay? Any donations would be grateful. Donate to LibertyNewsRadio.com and to RepublicBroadcasting.org. We all need it. Jointly, we need your support, folks. All right, Kurt, there's a story. This headline says, half a year has passed since rancher was shot, still no closure. May 5th, 2016 is when it was reported. It's on LibertyNewsDaily.com. In late November, sheriff's deputies in Adams County, Idaho, shot and killed local rancher Jack Yantis after he had been called to deal with a bull that had been struck by a vehicle. Yantis, who had been summoned by the sheriff's department to deal with a wounded bull, was indeed carrying a shotgun. Eyewitnesses say that he was grabbed by one of the deputies and then fatally shot without cause. His wife, believe it or not, who was detained by cops on the scene, suffered a heart attack. The deputies, of course, were placed on administrative leave. Basically, essentially, a paid vacation. While the Idaho State Police investigated the details of the shooting. Of course, the FBI also announced that it would conduct its own inquiry. But in February, the state police came back and turned its findings over to the Idaho Attorney General, which is named Lawrence Wasden, I guess. And yet, they're trying to decide whether they should pursue criminal charges against the deputies involved. Residents of the small town, it's like Council Idaho is the city, Council Idaho. They're all waiting on tenderhooks to see what's going on. What are they going to do? Everybody's just waiting to hear back. What's going to happen? Genevieve Wilmerth is one of the people waiting. I guess she's with KVOI news channel there. Everybody's just waiting to hear what's going on, then we think we can move forward. Many locals have now joined a movement called Justice for Jack. Boy, do we need that, folks. Which demands official accountability for the shooting. All I can tell you is good for Will Gregg digging up that story, keeping an eye on it for us. Liberty News Daily, ladies and gentlemen, has that detail. Again, I told you there's four news services that I watch all the time, not necessarily in this order. LibertyNewsDaily.com, DrudgeReport.com, WorldNetDaily.com, WorldNetDaily, Drudge, Liberty News Daily, and The Blaze. Not necessarily in that order either. They're all four important. I watch them all. Then I also keep an eye on Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief. It comes out every Friday in your inbox. Commentary on a troubled world. Get your copy today, worldaffairsbrief.com. Those are kind of the five premier news services that I watch, Kurt. Anyway, there's an update on poor Jack's situation. Are you concerned about this big net, Kurt, that they're starting to cast? It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, I would say that certainly that's concerning, you know, but I don't see what options we have. In my opinion, the only option we have is to move forward with what's right. And as they say, let the chips fall where they may. That may be that, you know, you have a situation where maybe you'd be like a Mike Emery, you know, a Bundy or whatever. You certainly don't, you know, hope that comes to be. But, you know, in this day and time, as far as I can see, you know, the right to, for example, a speedy trial, you know, in this Justice for Jack situation. Thing happened the 1st of November. Here we are past the 1st of May, and still Nothing as far as I can see really going on, you know, just more.
Well, except for more intention to deny these people the attorneys they want, to play games with jurisdiction, to go on and on and on and on, right?
That's what it looks like to me, you know. I just don't see much happening. On the other hand, you know, if it's, you know, some problem, which would be, or I would say some kind of deal that should be delayed or whatever, then that'll get some quick attention. You know, if it's a sporting event or something like that, hey, we got all the, ability to investigate it or whatever. But on something like this, you know, we just let it lie and nothing really gets done and the people get more ticked off. I was looking at the what they call the Facebook page for Justice for Jack, and it had something like some places where they had like 24,000 comments on it. You know, I mean, it's the new media taking center stage.
Yeah, and people are rightly concerned about this case, Kurt. The mainstream press just flat out blackout on this sucker.
Yeah, good point.
It's tragic, Kurt. It's horrible.
Yes.
All right. We will keep an eye on this ball for you, though, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do our very best to keep an eye on everything. It's really hard, though. The more stories, the more our people get tossed in the clink, the more, I mean, it just gets tougher and tougher.
Yeah.
Good. Jack Yantas, no closure. Where's the speedy trials? Where's accountability? Although I will say this, though, Liberty News Daily, you know, has a lot of stories where the cops are doing wrong things. We're trying to seek out stories where cops are doing the right things to add to this mix, too, Kurt.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's some effort made in that regard just so people understand and know. All right, Kurt, the radio wars are on. Glenn Beck melts down, attacks Matt Drudge and Alex Jones. Then Alex Jones relentlessly attacks Glenn Beck. And this whole battle has prompted me to do something, Kurt.
Yes.
Attack both of them. No, I'm just kidding. Not true. False. Well, false. See. The exact opposite, Kurt. It's prompted Sam Bushman to write an open letter.
An open letter.
Yeah, right. It's not done yet, but I'm working on it. And the open letter says, a clarion call for civility.
Yeah.
I'm about to ruin everything, huh, Kurt?
Yep, that's the way you do it.
All right. Anyway, it's a clarion call for civility. I'll talk about it more in a second. The letter's not done, so you can't read it, but I'm in the middle of it. I'll tell you about it. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use continues now.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Alex Jones absolutely going after Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck mocks and goes after Alex Jones and Drudge. My response is, what the heck's going on around here? My first thought was, you know what, attack both of them. I'm not above reproach, folks. I'm human, too. But reason won out in about 3 seconds. I'm like, no, that's crazy. See, if I attack both of them, number one, it doesn't do a bit of good. Number two, I'm likely to either, one, be put in the middle in a big old scandal battle that never ends, or two, I'm likely to be ignored while the two of them battle. That doesn't do any good either. So I decided instead what I had to do is write an article, an open letter. It's called a clarion call for civility. I'm going to call it Sam's latest open letter. It's not done yet, but in the redneck style, it's fixing to be. I'm working on it. But a clarion call for civility, I think, is needed. More so than ever. So a clarion call for civility open letter, Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, says an open letter to talk show hosts, newsmakers, and all media personnel. That's who I'm talking to. And I don't have it all done yet, folks. I've got the draft written. I've got to refine it. I've got to put in a couple of things that I've been thinking about. I'm just not a great writer. You know, Chuck Baldwin, Will Griggs, some of these incredible writers, Joel Skousen, they can just whip out something in 30 minutes that just blows me away. It takes me laborious, just effort to get a great article together. I'm actually a decent writer if I work at it a lot and if I have a couple of editors help my spelling and grammar and sentence structure and a few that make it look good and all that kind of stuff. But I digress. I'm just telling you that it takes me a long time to really get what I want to say right. But in essence, I'm saying this. And I bring it up because I think it's sorely needed. I have become more and more alarmed as we watch increasing, never-ending battles and outright hostile personal attacks that seem to be in every segment of our society. Men against women, black against white, rich against poor, liberal against conservative, gay against straight, believer against unbeliever. Sadly, America has become a house divided, and surely she cannot stand if we allow the current, unchecked, negative trend to continue. There must be a better way. It is my belief that what we lack most in our so-called enlightened day is open, kind, civil leadership. We need good, honest, and wise leaders who will lead by example, governed by moral principle in their thoughts and actions in their private as well as their public lives. We should agree that there's a difference between free speech and attacks that cross the line, limited by laws surrounding defamation, libel, and slander. We further believe this right applies to all Americans, and that neither the media nor the government should be allowed a platform to abuse the citizens they are supposed to serve. Protection of First Amendment rights and a healthy respect for all is a prerequisite for restoring trust between the citizens and those who serve them. We declare that both extremes of silence or hostile attacks on this critical matter has become a de facto endorsement of free speech violations under the guise of political correctness. Anyway, I go on. But I end by saying we should all be willing to follow the Prince of Peace and stand for that which is right, especially when it isn't easy to do so. We should be willing to talk and work with everyone in an effort to unify all people, to make America great again. Then I got a standing invitation inviting these talk show hosts to come on the radio. And you know what? This might just be kind of a personal pledge. I don't want to see attacks everywhere. Now, I know the first thing someone's going to do is criticize me and say, Sam, you're not above reproach. You argue with plenty of people. You go on the attack from time to time. You're right. I'm not going to argue with you. You're right. I'm not perfect either. I have some guilt just like everybody else. I'm not pretending that I'm somehow the cat's meow or somehow separate from it all. Like I told you right from the start, my first thought was, you know what? Attack both of them. They're both crazy. Then I thought, you know what? That's not right. First off, they're not crazy. They have differences of opinion. But this mocking of one another, this attack of one another, this slander and libel and against, I don't see who wins. I don't think anybody wins. And so, Kurt, it would be my hope, my prayer, if you will, that somehow we can come together and learn to disagree agreeably. Learn to politely say, you know what, Glenn Beck doesn't believe in the 9/11 issues like we do. I personally think Glenn Beck is wrong on that. I believe there's more to that 9/11 story than we've been told by our government. Nevertheless, you know what? I reject Glenn Beck's mocking of Alex Jones. Alex Jones has a lot of evidence, a lot of documentation regarding 9/11. So do I. So do many others. But again, it doesn't matter what issue we're taking up. Can we agree to disagree agreeably? Can we just say, you know what? We disagree on that. But what about just leaving alone the items in which we disagree? Just ignore them. And what if we talk about issues rather than personal attacks and stand where we stand on an issue? I can denounce an issue or advocate for an issue without attacking individuals and making it personal. I can focus on the proper role of limited government. I can focus on my belief regarding stories. I can lay out my pros, if you will, for or against a specific cause based on the issues, based on the principle. And I don't know that I need to go attack others to get it done. There are ways to go about this that I'm hoping there might be a better way. Now, do I have all the answers? No, I don't. Have I figured this all out in my mind yet? No, I told you the article's not even done. I'm just saying there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a clarion call for civility. There's got to be a stop to this. I just don't see it doing any good. You've got the Republican Party fractured. You've got, I mean, everything is divided. I don't see how anybody gains or anybody wins there. Can we, the people, even if we disagree on a lot of issues, set those things aside whenever there's something to agree on and work together? Can we treat others, even if we completely disagree with their viewpoint, with dignity and respect? Can we follow the Prince of Peace and lead by an example of kindness? Anyway, the bottom line is I hope for that, ladies and gentlemen. I personally have a long way to go. Kurt's a lot better at this than I am. Kurt just, you know, will go, oh boy, when someone does something they shouldn't do. Sam goes on the attack. Sam's wrong. Kurt's approach is much wiser. You know, biblically speaking, we know that, you know what, division is not good. Contention is not good. What is the Savior? What does God say in the Bible? If you're not one, you're not mine, saith the Lord. Kind of an idea, right? All I'm telling you is we need to really think about where we stand, who we are, what we're doing. And we need to let our communications be more of a yay, yay when we agree in it, and nay, nay when we disagree, based on God's law, based on moral principle, based on our understanding of the issues. But we need to leave room for kindness, even if we completely disagree. Chuck Baldwin, a well-known writer, commentator, etc. He leads Liberty Fellowship Church up there in Idaho. No, I'm sorry, Montana. He said it best. He said, I'd rather hang out with an unbeliever that truly stands for the principles of country than a believer who doesn't. His point isn't to reject non-believers or believers. His point is to say, let's be unified in our working together for solutions on a given item, even if we disagree on our theological differences, even if we may not be of the same religion or the same mindset on everything. And Ron Paul has brought together a lot of people across those traditional ideological divides as well. So has Donald Trump, believe it or not. Let's learn to give credit where credit's due. Even if you disagree with Hillary Clinton on almost everything, or Bill Clinton, once in a while they get it right. When they do, do you have the integrity to say they're right? Anyway, all I'm saying is I think this is a needed issue. We'll have Kurt read the article once it's finished. We'll publish it far and wide. But I call for civility. I call for a clarion call. And what we need is leaders to lead the way. And I believe that talk show hosts and political commentators and newsmakers and et cetera, we can play a huge role towards a greater divide or towards a 180-degree turn towards civility. And I beg for the latter. I exhort, I plead for the latter. We need to turn towards civility and kindness and mutual respect. We need to learn to govern ourselves in a more appropriate way. We need to learn to follow the Prince of Peace. And boy, do I need to take a page from that great idea playbook, because I'm not very good at it, unfortunately. But I can work on it, just like everybody else. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.